A reading from the book of Jonah. The word of the Lord came to Jonah a second time. Set out for the great city of Nineveh, and announce to it the message I will tell you. So Jonah made ready and went to Nineveh, according to the Lord's bidding. Now Nineveh was an enormously large city, and it took 3 days to go through it. And Jonah began his journey through the city, and had gone but a single day's walk, announcing, 40 days more, and Nineveh shall be destroyed. When the people of Nineveh believed God, they proclaimed a fast, and all of them, great and small, put on sackcloth. When the news reached the king of Nineveh, he rose from his throne, laid aside his robe, covered himself with sackcloth, and sat in the ashes. Then he had this proclaimed throughout Nineveh, by the decree of the king and his nobles, neither man nor beast, neither cattle nor sheep shall taste anything. They shall not eat, nor shall they drink water. Man and beast shall be covered with sackcloth and call loudly to God. Every man shall turn from his evil ways and from the violence he has in his hand. Who knows, God may relent and forgive and withhold his blazing wrath, so we shall not perish. When God saw their actions and how they turned from their evil way, he repented of the evil he had threatened to do to them, and he did not carry it out. The word of the Lord. A story I like to tell is one when I was DRE in a parish, and Jessica was in my group when I did a tour of the church for children. She had asked pointed questions about the tabernacle and then shook her head, raising her hand. How could God be locked in a box? I know God is with my grandmother at home, because as my grandmother fingers those bead things, she says God is with her. Later, she took me aside and assured me that God was also in her bedroom at night. She checked the closet, so she knew God must be under the bed when the light goes out, because she knows God was with her. I assured her no one could lock God up. Anyway, if they did, God would get through the cracks. Today's readings are about God who will not be locked up by our expectations or conventions. God moves beyond them and opens doors to people and places we would think excluded and impossible. I mean, what would the average Jew in the time of the story of Jonah have thought of God's response to foreigners? As we know, Jonah was not a happy camper. We know the story of the whale. But today we hear that this unexpected foreigner, a prophet, goes through only part of the city proclaiming doom and becomes the most successful prophet of all the Hebrew scriptures. Imagine walking through New York City, Chicago, or San Francisco, hearing someone say, 40 more days and this city will be destroyed. What would we think? A crazy man, a terrorist plot? In the story of Jonah, the expectation would be that the Ninevites would think he was crazy, kill him, or ignore him. But because of him, they are open to God and repent. They hear God's word. God hears their prayer. These foreigners are more open to God's word than the prophet himself, or perhaps those for whom the story of the prophecy was written. For God can do the impossible with people's hearts. In the gospel today, we hear of Martha and Mary. Mary is sitting among men listening to Jesus, and we know Martha had a lot of serving, but perhaps she was also concerned about what people might think of her sister, a woman sitting with the men. After all, the rabbis taught men to be disciples, and she might look promiscuous. Jesus tells Martha not to worry. New possibilities are opened as Jesus opens his circle again to a woman. In our day, we see people pointing fingers, saying strong words of disparaging remarks about those outside their sphere of thought or influence. Dirty, mud-slinging campaign ads seem normative. We find people on television and in the media drawing lines of us and them, whether it be toward issues of health care War and Peace, The Sinner and the Saved. Perhaps today's readings are calling us to look beyond our conventions, our lines, our line of thought, and see what God sees. We're called to be open to the possibilities that even our prayer and example can change things, even the impossible. God comes in the unexpected. Can we be willing and ready to trust, as Jessica, that God comes to our home? To trust, like Mary, that Jesus wants to speak to us. To trust, like the Ninevites, that no one is excluded from the love of God, be they foreigner, enemy, or friend. Like Leonard Bernstein wrote in the Mass, you cannot imprison the word of the Lord. Jessica knew it. Do we?